Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Cashiered Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends today, we're going to be talking about a simple topic. And it's going to be my sort of statement that I want you to react to. I believe women suffer from delusion and men suffer from constant illusions. I'll repeat that in case you missed it. Women suffer from delusion. Men have to wade their way through illusions. You know, we as men, we're very inept when it comes to emotional arguments and emotional manipulation. For the most part, I know that's an oversimplification, but unfortunately, it's all too often accurate. But when we look on social media, we look even in our real lives outside the internet, we see women suffering from delusion. We see what I call 49ers, girls who are fours who think they're nines. And we see men who suffer from these grand illusions of, oh, I wish things were like this, so therefore I'm going to do that, and it's going to turn out this way. And then we live in this cycle of women suffering from delusions and men having to live with illusions. And part of this show is not meant to tell you what to think and whatnot. It's to illuminate the possibilities so that ideally you decide for yourself, okay, I have all this information. What is it that I want to do? What am I going to decide for my own life? What choices I'm going to make? What paths I will go down and what choices I will inevitably make? That is what I want you to understand. I know there are multiple dating coaches, life coaches, game guys, weird spiritual women on the internet who want to tell you how to live. And I have my own lifestyle of the biblical bachelor lifestyle, but I try to cut through these illusions. Because at the end of the day, illusions is the equivalent of you being in the desert. And you're wading through the heat and the sand and the dryness, and then you go up and on the horizon, you see this oasis and you chase it and you're like, oh, I can't wait for the water. Oh, I can't wait for the shade. And then you get there and it doesn't exist. All too often, that is what our existence is as a man. We're promised that, oh, if we find a wife, your life's gonna be, you're never gonna have to worry about sex again. You're never gonna have to worry about chasing the hoes again. You're never gonna have to worry about money ever again because you have a dual income. You never have to worry about whether the kid is yours or not. It's all gonna be fantastic. And so we chase that illusion on the horizon. But then when we get there, we say, oh, hold on a second. What is this no-fault divorce? Wait, hold on a second. What is this family law stuff? Wait, hold on a second. What is a TRO, a temporary restraining order? What is that? Oh, what is this abuse excuse? Wait, hold on a second. Women can cheat on the low and not know about it, and there's no paternity test to determine whether the kid is mine or I'm shamed out of it. That's what we're talking about. And then on the flip side, we have the women who suffer from delusions. They think that, oh, because I believe I'm the best, that therefore I deserve the best. Or we have women who get with a famous athlete or a famous actor or something, and so therefore that guy becomes the minimum now. That guy is now, okay, that is the worst I can do, was the best guy I had previously. So now I have to find a way to do better. That's hypergamy. But their hypergamy is to us what testosterone is. We want to chase something. We want to achieve something. And my friends, these are two sides of the same coin. And I want everybody listening to this show to understand that a lot of what you've been promised, what you've been taught, what you've been conditioned to know is more hurtful than it is harmful. And I don't say that to insult your intelligence. It has nothing to do with how smart you are. We're all fed the same garbage. We're all fed the same propaganda. We're all fed the same stuff. Maybe a little bit differently and in different doses, but we're all fed. We all went to the same schools. We all went to the same churches, or we all went to the same, we all had the same internet connection and the same exposure to the news, to a TV, to PBS, you know, all this kind of stuff. We had the same conditioning to different levels. But the next then question is, how do we deal with it?
Is what we've been taught true? Is it false? How do I deal with this? How do I navigate the fact that a lot of what I've been told is inaccurate, or at the very least, a half-truth? How do I deal with this? Well, my friends, that is for you to decide. I mean, obviously, you can listen to any of the hundreds of episodes I've done on this show if you want my perspective. But at the end of the day, it is your life, and you must decide, okay, this is what I think is true. This is what I think could be true, should be true. I don't like to play that game. I like to deal in reality and say, look, I don't like this, but it's true. So now what am I going to do? I don't like to play this game of, well, things should be like this, so because it should be like this, I'm going to make it that way. I don't like to do that. You, Kara, welcome to do that if you want. More power to you, but I don't do that. I deal with the very harsh realities of life and the numbers, because numbers don't lie. The people who give the numbers can lie, but numbers themselves are beautiful because they do not lie. So that's why I like to look at the numbers. I like to look at statistics. I like to deal with hard data. But I realize that could be very depressing. Data is very depressing in a lot of ways. So that's why I tell you, women tend to suffer from delusion and men are plagued by illusions. And it is my fervent desire that you decide for yourself, okay, I'm going to go for as much knowledge as I can get. I'm going to decipher it, and then I'm going to break down and decide for myself what I want to believe, what should be correct, and I make a hypothesis and move forward. But I understand that not a lot of people, they don't want to have the time for that. A lot of people are lazy, especially women. Ladies, I'm sorry. But a lot of you are lazy. A lot of dudes are lazy too, but women are naturally less productive in that way than men. And don't lecture me about exceptions, I'm aware, but the exceptions make the rule. They don't make their own set of rules, okay? And because there's so many lazy people, they want you to get force-fed the information. They want to be told how to think, not be given all the variables and then let themselves loose and they get to decide. They get to think for themselves. They get to act upon inclinations and make their own hypotheses and practice them. That is what life is, in my opinion. But for some reason, there are a lot of people who want other people to do the thinking for them. They want me, or they want other people like me, to come out here and tell you, okay, do this, do this, do that, don't do the other thing, and your life's gonna be this way. The truth resists simplicity. I tend to use overarching broad sweeps to get your attention, number one, and number two, so that you become curious and then want to do your own research. I'll do some of the research for you, but I can't make your decisions for you, nor do I want that responsibility. I mean, I could do it. The problem is then, don't complain about the outcome. And that's how I think. But, you know, at the end of the day, my friends, whether it's you're delusional or you're plagued by illusions, the principle is the same. We need to think for ourselves and we need to stop being duped and deceived by the people who gain the most by deceiving us, who are usually the government, usually the people who gain through your delusions, whether it be sometimes a significant other, a lover, I don't like the term partner. People who, if you don't know where the term partner comes from, it comes from the rainbow riding community, the rainbow people. That's where the term partner comes from, okay? So when I hear people who are straight talk about partnership, you don't know where that comes from, and I do. I know a lot of people who engage in that lifestyle who I actually respect quite a bit. I'm not saying anything bad about them, but you need to know where it comes from, because that's where it comes from. All that to say, my friends, I want you to understand that there might be illusions that you're suffering from in your life, or there might be delusions you hold dear that are maybe duping you into making dubious decisions or very unthought through decisions, and I don't want you to have to deal with that if it can be avoided. My friends, I hope you learned something today. I hope I gave you some food for thought, as that is my intention. And if you have any questions for me, my lifestyle, what I do, what I think, which I put forward on the show, but I don't push down your throat because I don't see the point in doing that. If you want to know, you're more than welcome to ask me. My book, Biblical Bachelor, is available in both hardcover, paperback, and an audiobook. You'll get a snapshot as to what I really think, because that's what the whole book is about, is this whole new lifestyle that I've created. But my friends, you take care of yourselves, ask questions, don't just take things at face value. I look forward to seeing you the next time. Peace.